One migrant deported, one refugee admitted. That's essentially the deal that Turkey and Europe are close to making right now. Essentially, under this deal, all migrants crossing by boat from Turkey to Greece would be deported back to Turkey. Then the European Union would agree to admit an equal number of Syrians selected from those staying in refugee camps inside Turkey. My BBC colleague Damian Grammaticus is in Brussels, where officials discuss the plan today.
Essentially, what they're saying is that they would deport everyone who crossed over to Greece and then go into camps in Turkey. And I think it would be the UN that would have to administer this, who would decide, say, Syrians who are eligible for asylum, who could then be moved into the EU.
Yeah, I would expect that to be one of the big problems, though. How do you decide eligibility?
There is a really serious legal issue here, which is that just describing those landing on Greek islands as illegal migrants is problematic under international law, because people have the right, everyone has the right, to cross a border and seek protection internationally. If you say, I'm fleeing a country where there is war, persecution, whatever, the obligation is on the country that you arrive in to hear your case.
Now, in part, I gather the plan is supposed to deal with the volume of new arrivals, but on paper, it's also supposed to deal with the traffickers. Explain how that's going to work.
Yes, well, what European leaders said late at night when they emerged from their meetings is that their aim is to break the business model. And what they mean is that the vast amounts of money that those traffickers in Turkey are making, $1,000 at least is the normal price per person to get in a flimsy rubber dinghy and cross the sea. There's huge amounts of money there. So that's one thing they want to stop, is the incentive for people to cross. Now, so I think what they want is if refugees and migrants would understand that they got on a boat, crossed to Greece, that money was spent for nothing if they were simply returned, then the traffic would dry up. That's the idea that European leaders have. But already many refugees, we know, every time an obstacle or a route is closed, they find another way around, and they may pay even more to do that and take even greater risks.
Just last year, Damien, Angela Merkel, the German chancellor, was welcoming refugees to Europe. So this seems to be a big turnaround for the EU. Why this change now?
Because of internal political pressures inside Europe that have risen in the space of the past year with the million arrivals that we've seen. First of all, in Germany itself, Angela Merkel has come under criticism internally from many different quarters, and she's seen her own popularity slipping. She faces crucial regional elections in the coming week. That's another concern for her. There's the rise of an anti-immigrant party in Germany that is troubling her too. But it's worth saying that, you know, many humanitarian groups, the UN itself has been coming out today saying, really, this is a problem that should be easily manageable for Europe. A million arrivals into one of the richest continents in the world with a population of 500 million should be a manageable thing if they could be distributed evenly around Europe. The problem is European leaders have not been able to agree that politically.
My BBC colleague Damian Grammaticus in Brussels. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Pleasure.